Well, continuing our interviews from the Michigan Recycling Coalition and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality State of Recycling meeting in Kalamazoo, we're going to talk a little bit about recycling and sustainability in a couple of municipalities that are near and dear to my heart and to MSU Today. From the city of East Lansing, we have Catherine Deschambeau, Environmental Services Administrator, and from the city of Lansing, Lori Welch, who is an environmental specialist for the city of Lansing. Kathy, Lori, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kirk. Glad to be here.
Thank you for having us.
We hear a lot about the importance of regional collaboration when it comes to this whole recycling business and how that can really perhaps increase recycling rates in Michigan, which we have to do. You folks are talking a little bit about a regional collaboration, and maybe it's much further along than that. Tell us about it.
From the city of East Lansing's perspective, you know, we're really quite a small municipality, and people don't realize that we have a pretty small operation. And for us to really gain economies of scale, for recycling to really truly make sense financially, it was really important for us to partner, to look for partners, and the city of Lansing has been a fantastic partner. So we've had an intergovernmental agreement for about 3-4 years now, so that we can actually transfer our recyclables to the city of Lansing, and then all of our recyclables together go to a processing center. And that way we can share a contract. And again, you know, that economy of scale, where we're a small municipality, we're growing in terms of our recycling volume, but we need a little help. We need a bigger partner. And that's what we find in the city of Lansing. And it really gives us an opportunity to also look at other initiatives and really keep moving forward together, which is something that's really exciting for us. And I'll let Lori talk a little bit about sort of the history of what we've been doing as a region and where we're coming along in terms of some regional opportunities as well.
Yeah, and so just building on what Kathy said, you know, the city of Lansing is a little bit bigger in our population base. We recycle a little bit more, but even our size municipality struggles to get the tonnage that really brings, say, recycling infrastructure and processing to our local region, which is something that we lack right now. And so we sought out to partner with East Lansing, and not just East Lansing, but Ingham, Eaton, Clinton counties, surrounding townships, and really seeing what's out there and pooling our resources together. And we've been talking about this, honestly, for decades. And it wasn't until, I think, 2014 where we found a grant opportunity, and we were funded enough money to have a feasibility study done on our region. And not boring you with the details, but really what came out of that was we believe our region is ripe for some recycling growth. It wasn't clear exactly how we were going to get there, but we knew that we had to do something to really drive that, and that's what we've been working on for the past few years now. So.
What are the recycling rates? A lot of people might be wondering in Lansing and East Lansing currently. I think I read somewhere where Lansing was around 70%, and I'm sure East Lansing is maybe a similar number. But where are your municipalities with respect to a recycling rate right now?
So we've been close to 78% pretty consistently. One of the things we did is we changed our residential program to carts just about 2.5 years ago. So we have 96-gallon carts, automated single-stream program, just like Lansing did just previous to that. And we went from about 50 tons of recycling a month to averaging about 120 tons a month now. So if you can imagine, it's not that we have that many more residents. It's just that they are recycling that much more, and that's a really fantastic thing.
And our participation rate is about 75%. We just did another study and haven't calculated it out completely yet, so I'm hoping that it's right around there, or maybe even increased a bit. But we're pretty similar in our rates.
Now, you hear numbers like that, which are very, very encouraging, and then you look at Michigan's overall recycling rate, which is one of the lowest in the entire Midwest. How do we get the rest of the state into those 60 and 70% numbers that you folks are just talking about?
Well, I do want to make a distinction about what type of rate we're talking about, because I think what we're talking about is a participation rate, a set-out rate, how many people in our communities actually participate in the program, not necessarily diversion rate. When last calculated, I believe Lansing's diversion rate was about 37%. In other words, we are keeping about 37% of our waste out of landfills. That's another way to say that. But getting to your question, I think that we can really form those partnerships and get creative and pool our resources and really see how we can build upon the successes that we already have. In Lansing and East Lansing, we have very robust programs already. We have pretty good numbers for our single stream programs. Where we need to maybe improve is getting businesses to recycle more, going after apartment recycling and going after the commercial multifamily sectors, really. And so I think that we both kind of agree that there's some untapped resources there.
Certainly. I'd also say that, you know, being here at the MRC conference is such a great opportunity every year to talk with other communities, to learn from other communities, to learn from corporate and other kinds of interests, and to hear other sides of the whole puzzle and to really put it all together and to get inspired. And I know that that happens for me every year that I attend. And I know Lori and I have both been coming to the conference for a number of years. And I think that's another way that we get the word out, you know, that we get to network and we get to talk and we get to see what other people are doing and how they're solving problems. And is that transferable to our community?
We're talking municipal recycling with Lori Welch, environmental specialist for the City of Lansing, and Kathy DeChambeau, who's the Environmental Services Administrator for the City of East Lansing. Lori, here's an opportunity to talk about some exciting recycling initiatives that may be looming or underway as we look now and maybe 5 years forward in the City of Lansing.
Yeah, sure. And so building on this grant-funded feasibility study I mentioned prior to this, which happened several years ago, which kind of gave us the momentum saying we have some room for improvement in this region. Just to give you a brief history, what we did is we gathered some stakeholders together after that study came out, people who were really dedicated to moving us forward and determining how we were going to do that. We looked at a number of different business models, public-private partnerships and transfer stations and MRFs and different things of that nature, but we didn't really have an end vision in sight. Several steps we took along the way were putting out a request for information, kind of bringing the private sector to the table so that they could just kind of give us some information at an exploratory level. What is your vision for this region? How do you see us working together to grow recycling? And we were kind of excited by what we heard. And coming back to the table with those stakeholders, we decided the next logical step was to put out a request for proposals. That was a partnership that happened just late last year between Lansing and East Lansing. And I'm very happy to say that it's been moving along. We have selected a vendor, and we look forward to making an announcement about that soon. We're not quite prepared to do that, but I think we're both really looking forward to the potential for our region to really grow.
It seems like it's taken a few years where we've been saying, please come look at our region, come see the opportunities that are here, and come see what we have to offer, because we really truly believe that we have the volume, the capacity, and some really great opportunities economically here in our region for someone with that kind of vision. And I think that we're really excited to make it this far in the process and to know that we're really on the right track here. And that sort of vision that we've had all along is really coming true at this point.
Well, congratulations on all the great initiatives. You know, I am also a resident of Ingham County, and I am engaged in single stream recycling, and sometimes I visit the MSU Recycling Center and that sort of a thing. So all of these initiatives are so positive for our region, Lansing, East Lansing, and I hope you get a whole lot of buy-in from some of the outlying counties, because then that would truly make it a regional enterprise. It'd be good for the state of Michigan and especially good for mid-Michigan. I've been talking recycling with Catherine DeChambeau, Environmental Services Administrator for the City of East Lansing, Lori Welch, Environmental Specialist for the City of Lansing. Thank you both for being on MSU today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.